Good.
Three, two, one.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Jose Cummings from Deep Soul Stories, where we share food, music, and culture stories. Food, art, and music are powerful vehicles to telling stories. This is true for individuals, cultures, and communities. Food, music, and art can represent who we are, where we come from, and how we live, what we believe, and who we become. Our life's journey includes stops along the way, can be condensed into dishes and bites, verses and choruses, and pictures of our imaginations. Through our site and podcast, we will be sharing parts of our own identities and stories as to announce to the world, this is me. I'm joined today in our podcast by a fellow cohort member, friend, and one of my brothers, Neil Estelle. He is originally from the beautiful island of St. Martin. Hello. Good afternoon, Neil. How are you?
Hey, Jose. It's a pleasure to be on this podcast today.
Sharing with my brother. And we're excited to have you share your story. So, Neil, how does the people in the island of St. Martin, celebrate Easter? We're coming up to Easter season. Tell us about that.
That's a great question, Jose. So how we, the people of St. Martin, decide to celebrate our Easter is more of an open, down-to-earth, be-yourself kind of approach. We're very flamboyant people, so we choose to use a lot of colors and we go with certain themes where we go with tropical birds to express in our costumes on that festival day how we want to be seen, how we want to be heard, and how we want to be remembered. And in this culture, how we do this is on Easter, we have a great and main parade where it takes a ton of time to get people prepared. And it can be for a good 15 miles of just parading, partying, drinking. You have a lot of people in beautiful masquerading costumes, dancing around, you know, all in glitters. And this parade is simply to prove to everyone that there's a time where you can drop everything, your business, the stress, and just be yourself, not be judged, you know, not think about any sort of insecurities. Typically these costumes are not, you know, fully covered. So people are exposed in many different ways. Obviously it's still, you know, kid friendly. And I remember being exposed to this from 10 years old where my sister would sneak me out of the house, carry me up the road so I can pretty much join a parade, you know, interact with people that are dressed in many beautiful costumes. And that was where our culture started to solidify itself, where when it comes to being in public places, we don't have to worry about who we are, what we do, what we think, what we believe. Everyone is still equal. Everyone is still of the same race, no matter what color. And we can just be ourselves and accept each other for who we are. And that's how I remember Easter.
That sounds like a great way to celebrate Easter. Boy, we would really need something like that here. Is there a name for the festival?
Yes. The festival is called Juve Festival, which is pretty much from a French term. It's called J-U-V-E with apostrophe at top of the E. But we kind of pretty much universify that name. So whether it's on the Dutch side or the French side of the island, we all know that Juve is one of those celebratory parades that we can just be ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And what does the festival mean to you and to the country?
The festival means it's just a time of letting everything that is stressful go and embracing yourself with all positive energy to be who you really and truly want to be and who you want to be seen as for one day in your life without being judged.
Excellent. And what would you say is the main reason that you still have this parade, the Juvie Parade, to this day?
Well, it's a stress reliever. It's something therapeutic. It's something that allows every human being to just let go of life. And it's life in itself is stressful just to live. And if you can just get one day to not be judged.
A lot of lessons learned from that, right?
Yep, that's right. Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, Neil, thank you for telling us about Juvie and joining us for our today's episode, where we talked about Juvie culture. We dived into our deep soul story. This is Jose Cummings, and this is Deep Soul Stories, where we discuss music, culture, food stories. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast and joining us, Neil. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jose. Appreciate it. Love you, man.
Love you back, brother.